from the prophet Koheleth. For everything there is a season, and a time for every matter under heaven. A time to be born, and a time to die. A time to plant, and a time to pluck up what is planted. A time to kill, and a time to heal. A time to break down, and a time to build up. A time to weep, and a time to laugh. A time to mourn, and a time to dance. A time to throw away stones, and a time to gather stones together. A time to embrace, and a time to refrain from embracing. A time to seek, and a time to lose. A time to keep, and a time to throw away. A time to tear, and a time to sow. A time to keep silence, and a time to speak. A time to love, and a time to hate. A time for war, and a time for peace. What gain have the workers from their toil? I have seen the business that God has given to everyone to be busy with. He has made everything suitable for its time. Moreover, he has put a sense of past and future into their minds, yet they cannot find out what God has done from the beginning to the end. The word of the Lord. And so I'm led to ask, what time is it now? This is the question. If there is a season for everything, what season are we in right now? And of course, what now? And now what? There's a season for everything. I suppose right now it's a time for me to speak and a time for you to listen. And even if I don't think I know what I have to say, it is my time to speak. And so I must have something to say. And there is the thing. At the end of the reading, we hear how we all have a sense of the past and the future, and yet that sense itself lets us know that we can't see the whole sweep of time. We can't see what God has done over the grand history. We do not have a sense of the plan. Can we even, though, see the present? If I could see the present moment, wouldn't that be enough? But that is not an easy thing. What is God doing right now in this moment? What is this a time for? If I could just know that and do that, then how much better I would be. How much better would the world be? This is a very difficult thing, but something I think we can try to ask ourselves today. What time is it right now? Ask yourself that 10 times at least today. And do the thing that is right for that moment. Let's see how that goes. Let us try to discern God in the moment instead of thinking we have the great plan and know exactly what to do for everyone at every moment. Let us abandon ourselves to the now today, or at least right now.